Everybody had a good week?
Yes, everybody had a great week. They enjoyed
anybody
the
get,
Masters.
Anybody get laid? Anybody get laid?
No, nobody's getting laid anymore. Nobody can anymore.
So it's a virtual solar litany. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, somebody posted, Deb West maybe posted, a woman in the airport walking along, young lady, and you see this big penis sticking out, and then you look closer, and she has her boy doll, and she's traveling, you know, under the new no-touch condition. So she brought her, her whatever you call those dolls.
It's called a Bob, a battery-operated boy.
Oh, yeah.
Bob.
yeah, she had her own little Bob. Oh, that's interesting, Carol.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah,
it is so Bob. Much Bob lockdown. Do you realize how much it's Bob lockdown? And it all makes sense because at core, I'm Santa Claus. And I plant the seeds of new civilization.
That's all we ever hear from him is, ho, ho, ho. That's right.
Yeah.
The dark souls.
The dark soul hoes. But you just think of it, Carol. Right now, people's lifestyles is exactly like mine. You couldn't even get it more precise. Nobody thought lockdown Bob rule would mean that everybody would have to live like and act like Bob. I didn't even see that coming. But they don't go to bars.
That people's cuticles would bleed from the insane amount of hand-washing, drying their hands out so bad that their fingernails are falling off, yes. And the alcohol they used to drink, now they pour over their fucking hands to kill whatever was going to kill them. So whatever was going to kill them, if it's that good, why can't you drink the alcohol and let it kill you? It's going to kill what's on your hand. Or pour the hand sanitizer on your hands and lick your hands. Oh, no, wait, sorry, you can't touch your face. Sorry, forget that.
Yeah,
put it in your coffee enema.
That's
sorry.
All exaggeration. Yeah. I don't live like that, people. I do wash my hands when I come in from outdoors.
We
I wash my hands.
You wash your hands every 5 seconds.
Okay, so you wash your hands. You don't go to bars. You don't go to restaurants. You don't have to put up with idiotic waiters
water.
Serving you water. And let's see what else, Carol. You don't drive a car.
Water. They try to tell
you. Can't drive
not,
a car.
I don't have right. There's no car.
No car.
Yeah, no cars on the highway.
Okay, no car. What else? Clothes? Clothing style? You don't. It's all casual wear, right, for indoors?
Well, it has to be clothes that you can wash very easily. For all the germs that
yeah.
you're walking through.
Those are my kind of clothes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You have to think and read. You have mm-hmm. to think and read.
That's an oxymoron. If you either read or think, you can't think and read. That's ridiculous.
Well, with Bob, you can do both. People will learn how to do that at the same time.
Yeah, he's in a gurgif.
Oh, you don't work.
Movie.
You don't work.
He's in a gurgif.
Look at that. You can't get it even more precise.
He's in a gurgif.
You don't
he's
work.
In a gurgif.
You can sleep in. You see people say, yeah, I was up at 3 this morning, and I was watching Don Lemon or something, and they make a comment. But it's 3 in the morning. Okay, so you don't work. You don't have a car. What else?
Gas is a dollar. Wait, but the good news is gas is a dollar a gallon. That's good. But nobody
yeah,
uses any of it.
Nobody use it. Bob wouldn't use it. Bob didn't care what the gallon was.
No, that's what you use to burn your neighbors out if they get the HIV.
Yeah. Everybody's forced to be really polite and nice, like me. I'm polite and nice out in public.
Get the fuck
I start saying, hey,
don't
and people died, so we cool back to that.
Why don't stand so close to me? Don't come in that store with your scrub, don't. You're spreading the virus, you dead spray thing. You get away
I
from
don't,
me. Yeah, they're just being darling.
That's Dick Dobbs. That's not me. That's Dick Dobbs.
No, you don't do that. That's what the immoral majority are doing, Bob.
All right. Look at this. Brent says, Trump mentioned today that he never believed in shaking hands and believes it will no longer be culturally appropriate. He's imitating
me. That's right.
Yeah.
Bob says, I'll shake your hand if you'll suck my dick. There you go, Bob. Then they go, okay. Well, we feel the same way about it then, don't we? Then that's good.
It's culturally appropriate. And what else?
Inappropriate.
Is there anything else people do, Carol? It's rather limited what I do, and everybody's doing what I do.
Oh,
so they
you
live
forgot about
lives.
Money for nothing. You forgot about getting money for nothing. Bob has money, doesn't even know where it comes from, doesn't know where it goes to. He buys libraries and shuts down Gutenberg and does all kinds of fun stuff. He don't have a clue. Carolyn, do we have money? Yes, Bob, we have money. Oh, okay, well, good. Okay, don't mess it up. Yes, Bob, I'm running it. That's fine. You go back and be king or in charge or whatever you are this week, so that'll be good.
If you are this week. Is that said to me or to you?
No, it's you, Bob.
Oh,
it's all about you.
Yeah. So I think I made my case. That made my case.
Oh, you forgot about closing. Stop, Bob. You missed all the good parts. You don't have to go to the doctor now, just like you don't go to the doctor.
Right? And
now,
no doctor.
The death rate's going to go way down, Carolyn, because people aren't going to the doctor to get killed.
Exactly, exactly. Cars back out. Nan says on the chat, everybody has to take their shoes off before entering the house now.
Is that right? They have to do that for the keep the street virus off?
They've been doing it. You do that. Bob's been doing that since. Bob's been doing that since City Island.
Since Toronto.
We don't count Canadian time. That's the one you were
okay.
in prison. We don't count that. We don't talk about when you were in prison, Bob.
That now people have time to think and develop their memories and remember their lives, so they'll be like me, they'll remember everything in their lives that happened.
Everybody who doesn't live in paradise, who's locked in their cells, aren't very happy about it because they didn't spend their energy to get a really nice place to be. When you're homesick, that's when home makes you sick. If you have a really great place, then it's no problem because you can stay there forever because it's like, well, this is great. I'd rather be here than anywhere else. But if there was some place else to be that was better than this, I'd be there and not here. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
So what do you think of that, and Sue? The Sky got us, Sue. Sue's probably going to add some points.
You shut down all of academia. Nobody has to go to school no more, so that's good.
When I went to school, I'd only go if it was free or if I could sit there for free and just lollygag about.
That's like it is now. Now you can watch MIT professors give their lectures that they give to everybody else for $450,000 loan. You can watch it for free now on Zoom. Isn't that great?
Wow. Now, the key point to note, Carol, the reason I'm not getting on the sex vehicle back to Armageddon, that was the name of the place. He's with him. The modeling space. Ethanol.
Armageddon. Let's all go to Armageddon.
It was Aubreyville.
Carolyn, all the reason he's not going is because he won't wear a condom.
Oh, Andromeda.
He won't wear a condom. That's the only reason he won't go to Armageddon. He won't wear a condom. You have to have your prophylactic if you're going to Armageddon.
So, you know, I talked about it on the show last, in the tailgate. I don't get on because I just passed the seed. I sow the seeds for new civilization. Then I move on to do it again someplace. Most of them end up to be disastrous, you know, but I keep trying. So your question, Carolyn, is are you coming with me or are you going to go to Andromeda? That's a big question for Carolyn. And didn't think of that, did you?
I thought of it.
Big crisis for her there. She has to decide whether...
For Bob. I mean, if I don't go with Bob, who takes care of him?
No, I'm going back home. The whole fucking culture takes care of me back there.
You don't know that.
They don't make nut pate like Carolyn does.
Maybe I'll be able to visit. I'll drop in.
Oh, God. Carolyn, he'll have to go back to Snicker Bars and Puffs. Do you remember when we did Snicker Bars? By the case. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's enough. Heather says, we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
another brick in the head. Instead of a brick in the wall, it's another brick in the head.
Yes, this is people need contrast. They're now looking for what could be contrast. They can't find it. Can't find contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe 40 days after Pentecost, we'll get some contrast. Right?
Yep.
40 yeah. days, 2 weeks, 9 minutes, and 35 seconds in Jewish
Kaboom.
Festival of Sukkah. And Sukkah, and then we have Kaboom. That's right. Kaboom is the feast of, isn't it like the feast
look,
of weeks where you count the Omer?
Yeah. Hey, you know.
Trump, look. Trump is listening to Ion again. President Trump warns next week will probably be the toughest. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you know, I never go to funerals, Carol, and nobody can go to funerals now.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's terrible.